This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The IAEA says that it can only estimate Iran's nuclear stockpile. AP correspondent Mike Gracia with details.
The United Nations Atomic Watchdog reported Monday, at present, it can only estimate Iran's overall nuclear stockpile because it hasn't had access to monitoring data since February. Iran began limiting inspections on February 23rd in a bid to pressure President Joe Biden to lift sanctions reimposed by President Donald Trump in 2018. Trump's action coincided with his decision to pull the U.S. out of the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran. The International Atomic Energy Agency's confidential report was seen by the Associated Press. The report estimates as of May 22nd, Iran's total enriched uranium stockpile was 3,241 kilograms, up about 273 kilograms from the last quarterly report. Talks are ongoing in Vienna for the U.S. to rejoin the nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. I'm Mike Gracia.
Israel's defense minister has distanced himself from comments made by his military chief after Israel bombed a Gaza Strip high-rise housing, an Associated Press office, and other news outlets. Benny Gantz says that the remarks were not meant to be taken literally. In a published interview over the weekend, the Lieutenant General Aviv Kohavi was quoted as saying that AP journalists drank coffee each morning with Hamas operatives in a cafeteria in that building. The AP has called the claims patently false, noting there wasn't even a cafeteria in the building. Speaking to foreign reporters on Monday, Gantz said that Kohavi was just trying to portray the atmosphere, not the actual aspects of the building. This is VOA News. A new study is blaming climate change for 37% of global heat deaths. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
More than one-third of the world's heat deaths each year are due directly to global warming. That's according to the latest study to calculate the human cost of climate change. Dozens of researchers who looked at heat deaths in 732 cities around the globe from 1991 to 2018 calculated that 37% were due to higher temperatures from human-caused warming. The study in the journal Nature Climate Change found about 35% of heat deaths in the U.S. can be blamed on climate change. That's a total of more than 1,100 deaths a year in about 200 cities. I'm Shelley Adler.
Imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has asked a court to halt the hourly nighttime checks he has been subjected to in his penal colony. Speaking Monday in a video link from prison, Navalny charged that he has done nothing that would warrant the authorities' decision to designate him a flight risk that has resulted in the checks. He argued that the hourly nighttime checks effectively amount to torture, telling the judge that you would go mad in a week if subjected to such a regular wake-up. Navalny was arrested in January upon his return from Germany, where he had spent 5 months recovering from the nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. And these are accusations that the Kremlin reject. An increasing number of American citizens have been apprehended as they have tried to smuggle illegal drugs into the U.S. since the start of the coronavirus pandemic. For more than a year, the closure of the U.S.-Mexico border to non-essential traffic has limited the number of foreign citizens entering the U.S. by land. The rules have been extended until at least June 21st. Mexican authorities have allowed most U.S. citizens to walk or drive south across the border with relative ease. Law enforcement officials and drug trafficking experts say that the border rules and their lopsided enforcement are driving the rise in U.S. citizens involved in border drug bust. Vietnam plans to test all 9 million people in its largest city for the coronavirus and impose more restrictions to deal with the growing COVID-19 outbreak. People in Ho Chi Minh City for the next 2 weeks are only allowed to leave home for necessary activities, and public gatherings of more than 10 people are banned. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.